To our readers, please sign up for January Markle's print and e-newsletters here. Please see video below, The Theft of God's Rainbow. Believe me, I would much rather write about the Lord's soon return than gay pride, or rather, gay depravity. God introduced the rainbow in Genesis chapter 9. It was a part of a promise he made. A whole twisted movement hijacked it. In America, the month of June is set aside to celebrate the gay lifestyle. But let's be honest. Western culture demands the near-constant celebration of homosexuality every day and every month of every year. Throw in the now-celebrated trans agenda, and the cultural decline is astounding. We are racing backward to the days of Noah. Trans nudity was even celebrated on the White House lawn this week and may have trampled all hopes for a turnaround in America. What must God think of queer all year? But June of 2023 saw dozens of major retailers betraying conservative and Christian customers as they catered to this cultural collapse. Queer all year was the theme of Retail America. Target lost billions in sales due to boycotts and others followed in lockstep, more committed to an agenda than to corporate profits. We would eventually learn these retail outfits would be subsidized by globalist schemers. Here is just a sampling of items offered to eager customers. Homosexual and trans clothing for three-month-olds, cookie rainbow houses for small children, pet gear, pet toys, and pet treats in rainbow colors, pet chew toys that are guaranteed to turn a dog or cat gay, rainbow jewelry in 14K gold pride-themed eyewear, multicolored pride cake mixes, baby, always proud, bibs, special pride boxes of Pop-Tarts targeting youth on Instagram. Jesus had grace but spoke truth. Our Romans chapter 1 culture celebrates this, and as Christians, we must respond with grace, love, and kindness to every person trapped in the deadly blindness of the LGBTQ lifestyle. But, many once solid churches and denominations are going along to get along and will not speak out about the biblical warnings. Jesus represented grace and truth. There is no way to be kind and gracious while refusing to tell people the truth that the way of sin is the way of death, Luke chapter 13 verse 5. The path of sexual immorality that our culture insists is so wonderful is actually a path to destruction. God's throne in a rainbow. John sees a glorious throne of God surrounded by a rainbow, Revelation chapter 4 verse 3. That reminds us that the rainbow belongs to God, not a sinful sexual culture. God is so committed to the salvation of lost men and women that you can't even gaze at his throne without seeing a shining symbol of redemption, the rainbow. God, who created the rainbow and is, at this moment surrounded by one, will bring his people into a perfect and sinless world surrounded with glory, wonder, and rainbows. The rainbow is God's. He is going to take it back. The truth is, he really never lost it. It is our job to point a confused culture to God and pure life. It's all about ESG scores. Globalist outfits like BlackRock have promised corporations an impressive ESG, equity, social, governance, score if they will cooperate in today's dark agendas. Impressive ESG scores compensate for customers abandoning them. God has said, enough. What did you think the last days would look like since we're in the midst of them? Man's sinful activity is begging for God to send his son to rescue his bride from depravity. It is sooner than you think. Note, this article is in our forthcoming quarterly print magazine due out in mid-July. If you would like to receive that at no cost, sign up under newsletter, then to print newsletter. We send a PDF of that publication when it is finished to our email alert list. Radio program June 9th, 2023. Video, as we see the day approaching.